95-year-old Fairfax resident Phyllis Gould says when she was growing up in the 1930s, things were different for women.
We had no expectations of working outside the home.
Gould followed in the footsteps of many women at the time and became a wife and mother. But one day, on a Sunday drive with her husband and another couple, Gould got the idea that she wanted to be a welder.
So the guys are saying they're going to go to welding school and get a job in the shipyards. And I don't know why I said it, but I said, me too. And I didn't even know what a welder was, but it sounded good.
The idea was shot down by her husband, but World War II was brewing, and soon Gould got her chance.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory. Rosie, the riveter, keeps the shop.
In 1942, after being rejected several times, Gould and five other women were hired by the Kaiser Shipyards in Richmond. She and millions of other women soon became collectively known as Rosie the Riveter, the women who filled men's jobs like riveters and welders during the war. Gould says she loved her job. Plus, she got to spend her money on whatever she wanted.
Fancy underwear, fancy hats, and Frank Sinatra records.
But these were just perks next to the empowerment she and other women felt. Tom Leatherman with the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Park in Richmond says that experience planted the seeds of feminism.
There was this opportunity for women for the first time to not only, you know, enter the workforce, but actually demonstrate that they could do these jobs as well as the men could.
And now, more than half a century later, Gould is playing a key part in helping establish a national holiday recognizing Rosies.
I wanted our government to acknowledge what we'd done. And they hadn't.
3 years ago, Gould began a campaign with North Bay Congressman Jared Huffman. But her main action was sending letters to the president.
And each time I'd write a letter, I'd get more outrageous. I thought in the mailroom, I wanted to attract their attention.
Now, thanks to a bipartisan resolution that passed in Congress this month and constant nagging from Gould, tomorrow, March 21st, will officially be National Rosie the Riveter Day. But only for this year. Gould says she wants it on the calendar every year. Her solution to getting that done? Writing letters to President Trump asking him to sign an executive order to designate a holiday for Rosies. Gould says she's already written five.
I'll be sending additional mail every third day.
But even if her letters never make it to the president's desk, Gould says she won't give up. She says her Rosie experience has taught her that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Don't be afraid to dream and always be flexible because you never know what comes up around the corner. And my motto is, if you don't ask, you don't get. The worst they can do is say no.
Rosie, 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 the riveter on the assembly.
I'm Tiffany Kamhi for KRCB's North Bay Report.